Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
I kind of like the hogs there, Chuck.
I don't hear coming out of that dugout. Hey, that is by far, the best win of the season right there. Thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Man, what a win for the baseball Razorbacks yesterday. They're down 6-0 to Mississippi State. Rubber game. Arkansas has got to win the game to win the series. They're down 6-0 early, and it does not look good. But the Razorbacks come back, and they win the ball game. Arkansas claims the series over Mississippi State. They're a win away from winning the SEC Western Division Championship, and they are very much in the mix of things for the overall title. As we move into the final weekend, Hogs up to number 3 in the national rankings, and that's where we begin on a new week of the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. It's presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. If you did not know, the Razorbacks overcoming a 6-0 deficit, it's the first time they've done that in a conference game in 10 years. Largest conference deficit overcome in a decade. They beat Ole Miss at the conference tournament in 2014 after falling behind 6-0. This was Dave Van Orn when it was over yesterday.
What a great job by our bullpen. I mean, really all weekend when you look at it, they saved us this weekend. And then also the offense doesn't get a lot of credit, but they did it on Friday and they did it again yesterday, just not quite enough. And then today, honestly, you're down 6-0. Their dugout's about as loud as they can be over there talking a little bit of bull. And we just kept grinding it out. You know, we got a 2-run homer here and a 2-run homer there. And, we got another one and we had the lead. McIntyre and Gackle finished it up for us. So probably the best team win of the year for us just because we were down. Game 3, it was fun. The last few innings were really fun for us.
Now, obviously, the chirping in the Mississippi State dugout was an issue. You heard Dave talk about it there as we began the podcast. The postgame talk to his team, and then he mentioned it again right there. It's sweet when you come back and you win a game like that. And Arkansas was able to win and move to 42-10 on the season. 33-3 will be the final regular season home record at Baum Stadium. Razorbacks are going to be a national seed regardless of what happens this weekend. They win once, they claim the West. Texas A&M dropped 2 of 3 to Ole Miss over the weekend. They're 2 back. They've got a chance to win the overall conference title, although Arkansas is without question in the least advantageous position in terms of Kentucky on the other side and Tennessee on the other side. Kentucky's at home against Vanderbilt. Tennessee's at home against South Carolina. Razorbacks trail both of them by a game. So clearly Arkansas has got to have a great weekend, and they've got to stub their toe a little bit. But all Arkansas can control this weekend is what happens in College Station. They'll start there, I guess it's on Thursday night, and all the games are going to be on television. Good weekend. Still work to do. Postseason right around the corner. On to track and field.
To all our competitors and our fans, it is my privilege to present again the Outdoor Track and Field Championship trophy to Coach Bucknum and his Arkansas.
Yeah! Yeah! What a weekend for the Razorback track team. The men's team won the SEC Outdoor Championship and the women's team finished second. The men won it right at the tape. In the 1600-meter relay, it came down to Arkansas and Alabama. Whoever wins the race wins the championship. They got two guys right there at the end. Arkansas wins it. The Razorbacks get the trophy. There's always a star. There's always somebody when you win a championship that stands out. And one of the things that's been amazing to me over the years in watching track and field for a long time now at the University of Arkansas is – the way they have taken an individual sport and made it a team sport, where the athletes not only compete for individual glory, so to speak, above all other things, they compete for the success of the team. Lance Lang is who I'm driving towards. He's a member of the Razorback track team, a senior, transferred to Arkansas from Kentucky. He gave the Razorbacks 18 points individually in the competition on Saturday. Now, Arkansas amassed over 100 points as a team, and they ended up beating Alabama to win the title. But 18 of those points came from Lance Lang on Saturday. And I want to read through to you what he did, and then I want to talk about this on the backside. He started his day by running a leg in the 400-meter relay. Arkansas finished seventh in that. Then he ran individually in the 200-meter relays, finished fourth. Then he ran in the 100-meter relays, finished eighth. Then he ran a key leg in Arkansas's 1600-meter relay win that ultimately gave them the championship. In fact, just to kind of illustrate how important his performance was in that championship relay, when he was handed the baton, Arkansas was in sixth place. When he handed the baton to the next guy at the end of his leg, Arkansas was in second place. Now, you look back at his finishes on Saturday, part of a relay team that finished seventh. Then he finished fourth. Then he finished eighth. But all the while, he's collecting points. And this is where the team aspect of all this comes into play. And this is one of the things John McDonald started and Chris Bucknum has continued. I'm pretty certain that going into the race, the 200, probably the 100, Lance Lang was hoping he could win, thought he had the ability to win, but you know, these guys probably have a pretty good idea about who's going to win and who's not. My point is that he still gave maximum effort. You know, when you finish eighth in the 100 meters, you know, you probably, and I know these races are generally close, but, I mean, you're middle of the pack or back of the pack. But you're still striving for every point. The maximum effort required to get every single point is what is also required to win a championship. So at the end of the day, Lance Lang's amassed 18 points for the Razorbacks, and if you watched him celebrate, he's the one all his teammates celebrated. He didn't run the anchor leg in the 1600-meter relay that won it. He didn't run the anchor leg in the 400-meter relay team. Finished fourth in the 200, finished eighth in the 100. But he amassed 18 points. And at the end of the meet, that's the difference between finishing in first or second or third or fourth place. If you don't get those points earlier in the day, it doesn't come down to a tail of the tape in that 1600-meter relay. That's what a great teammate does. Pick your sport at the collegiate level. You know, most college track programs, when I first started paying attention, you had enough guys to field a team, but really you were just working with one, two, three really good guys trying to get them ready for the Olympic trials. Now, teams compete for championships. Arkansas was one of the first schools that did that. John McDonald, one of the first coaches out there that turned an individual sport into a team sport. Everybody in first the Southwest Conference and now the SEC followed suit. And that's one of the reasons you have great track teams all across the Southeastern Conference. Look at the teams that win the national championship. A lot of them are from our part of the country. The team aspect is ultimately what wins it for you, and it's what won it for the Razorbacks over the weekend. I want to pause just for a second and talk about Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. They've been my partners in the real estate game. Lifetime partners is really what it's turned into. You know, the home that you buy, chances are, it's going to be the most money you ever spent. I don't know about you. It was certainly that way for me. Continues to be. So you want someone that understands exactly what's going on because every dollar matters. Every dollar matters when you're buying a home. Every dollar matters when you're selling a home. You want someone on your side of the table who understands all the nuances of the game, because sometimes that's what it turns into, is a game. You also want somebody that listens to you, that understands your needs, that gets you into your dream home, and ultimately, if you're selling, gets you the price you want. That's what a great agent does. That was my experience at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, and I think that'll be your experience too. They've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton counties. They're in Fort Smith. They're in Branson. They've got a wide selection of homes. And you can check them out at WeickerGriffin.com.
You're listening to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weickert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Bet Online is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
The number 12 seed in the tournament from Arkansas, hosting the Fayetteville Regional at Bogle Park. NCAA top 10 defensive team this year, as the SEC gets another host.
Fourth straight year, the Razorbacks will host postseason softball at Bogle Park in Fayetteville. The field announced yesterday, you just heard it, the Razorbacks, the number 12 national seed. And they will play first Friday, then Saturday. Hopefully, when it's all said and done, they will have won the regional. They're going to play against Southeast Missouri State. This is the four-team field for the regional at Bogle Park. Arkansas is the number one seed. Arizona is the number two seed out of the, I guess it's still the Pac-12. Villanova won the Big East Conference Tournament. That's what got them in. SEMO, Southeast Missouri State, won the Ohio Valley. That's what got them in. I think Arkansas has beaten them this year. They split a couple of games with Arizona. They know the opponents. This is Courtney Dyfel.
I first just enjoy seeing our name, so I will never take for granted seeing our name. It's just really exciting when you sit down on selection show night and you know your name's going to be up there, and you know there's a good chance you've earned a host. I mean, so I'll never take that for granted, and I'm really proud of our players for putting us in that position. The field's tough. Every field, I mean, all 64 are tough, and so it doesn't matter who gets sent to you. They're going to be fighting for their lives, and they're good. They've either won a championship or they've competed consistently in their body of work to earn selection. So it's tough. That's what you expect when you get to the postseason. And there's some familiarity with SEMO in Arizona specifically. It's exciting. It's nice to get another weekend in Bogle.
Well, I hope you did well on the Bet Saracen app over the weekend. If you're one of those and you know who you are who likes to place a wager on the game you're watching, maybe the Razorbacks, NBA playoffs, you know about the Bet Saracen app. It's Arkansas's favorite sports betting app for a reason. And when we say Vegas, Arkansas style, here's what we're talking about. In-game bets on the Razorbacks, prop bets on the Razorback players, opportunities to wager on the team, over, under, parlays, in-game bets. It's all there. And you have the opportunity to wager on teams you follow, teams you know. You got former Razorbacks playing in the NBA playoffs right now. All kinds of wagering opportunities on each and every one of them. And, of course, the teams that they play for. Major League Baseball, you got all kinds of stuff going on right now. If you've not downloaded the Bet Saracen app, you're missing out. It is the most fun. I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps, and I know there are laws in our state that keep them out of Arkansas. So, if you're going to be ready, download the Bet Saracen app. They've got a how-to-play video. They'll get you ready to go. All right, before we go, let's check on the Pro Hogs. We've got NBA playoff activity tonight. Oklahoma City and Dallas will play in American Airlines Arena in Big D. Dallas is up 2-1. Oklahoma City the favorite, but Dallas won in OKC in Game 2, and then they came back and they beat them in Game 3 in Dallas. Oklahoma City's got a win tonight. Daniel Gafford's averaged 8 points and 5 rebounds in 9 playoff games for the Mavs. Jalen Williams, 5 points, 3.5 boards in 7 games for the Thunder. Isaiah Joe, 6.7 and 1.9 rebounds in 7 games for Oklahoma City. OKC's got to win tonight. If they do, they regain home floor advantage. They go back to Oklahoma City, tied at 2 apiece. If Dallas wins, then it's 3-1. OKC's got to win 3 straight. They got to win at home. They got to go back to Dallas and win, and then they got to win in Oklahoma City. It's going to be a tall order. Must win for the Thunder tonight. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope you have a big week planned. We'll reconvene around Wednesday. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use 3 kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.